Michigan, Alabama, Huntsville, Lake State, and Alaska Anchorage are 7 through 10. Pretty much what I had, except I had Alaska coach up at 4. Ahead of Bemidji State, but really, it's a crapshoot. Obviously, it doesn't mean anything, and I know you don't like talking a whole lot about it, but obviously, a lot of respect for Minnesota State and Michigan Tech, and Bowling Green, for that matter, in our league right now.
Well, there really is, and I think the way the season ended last year, obviously, Minnesota State had a phenomenal year. I think they deserve to be right up there, as does Bowling Green. I think those are the two teams that will be the class of our league this year, just based on who they have coming back. Not so much what you lost, but what you have coming back. And I think we're in a good position to challenge those two teams this year. So we were right there last year. We have a lot of returning. So I think it's going to be an exciting finish. Last year went right to the last game, the last night. And, we finished, unfortunately, a point short. But the last 2 years in the league, it's gone right down to the last weekend. So it's exciting. And same thing right through the 1 through 10, just to make the playoffs. Yeah. We're the only league in college hockey where two teams are eliminated from postseason contention in their league. So there's not only a fight for the top, it's a fight to make sure you get in the playoffs too. But everybody's improved. Just based on what I can see, I think every team has gotten better. And that's the key. That's why we have to make sure we're keeping, that we keep getting better. We can't just rely on last year and what we did. And we got the, we have to continue to get better and continue to push. And I think I found that out a long time ago when I was at the University of Michigan. And you have to, whether you have win the championship or you're right there, that you have to continue to push to get better. And and that's a big theme on our team, is to not be satisfied. And I know they were very disappointed last year, our players, and I know they're anxious to get going, and they feel they have something to prove. There's some unfinished business here, and we're anxious to get after it and see where we end up. Every night's going to be a battle. Every night's going to be a battle. Yeah, you don't like to talk about the polls a whole lot because the game is played on the ice, but it's good for the fans and the media and everyone else to talk about it. So it's going to be exciting. I look at our schedule. It's like I said, there's no nights off. You're going to have to make sure you show up every night and play a good game, play a really good game to win. So it's going to be an exciting season again, the WCHA, which I think is one of the most competitive leagues in all of college hockey.
Well, that was my next question. Do you think the league as a whole will do even better non-conference this year?
Well, I think they will. And there's been a lot of talk about that amongst the coaches. This weekend I saw Ernie Saratori from Bemidji State, Mike Corbett down from Alabama Huntsville, a couple of the other coaches. They were, at the rink like I was in doing this recruiting. And we talked about how we feel that our league is, from 1 through 10 this year, much better. And that we feel we're going to have a really good non-conference schedule. There's more games. The games are starting to balance out now. Before, I think the first couple of years, we were playing most of the games on the road, our non-conference games. But now there's, Alabama Huntsville's got, I think, 4 games at home this year, non-conference, where I think the last couple of years they've hardly had any. So that will help. You still have to win the games wherever you play them, but I think we'll be a lot better. When you think about it, Dirk, every team in our league has someone who played in the National Hockey League last year. Every team, including Alabama.
Right.
Every team.
Yeah.
That's the type of league it is. You look at the coaches in this league. You've got some really good coaches who've had a lot of success that have gotten to the NCAA tournament. It's a fantastic league, and I think everybody was really nervous and unsure how things were going to shake down a couple of years ago. But I tell you, this league has really earned a lot of respect, and you do that by winning some games and having some good teams in the league. So it's going to be exciting. I can see at least 3 of our teams making the NCAA tournament this year.
And doesn't it domino effect if you win your non-conference games as a league? You're better. You get invited to bigger tournaments, better competition for some of the non-conference, and you have more of those reciprocal games, don't you?
Well, I think so. No question. You want to play good teams. I've always been that way. As far as we go, I want to try and get the best teams on the schedule that we can. Now, sometimes that's not always possible, but because some of these schools are so scheduled so far out now, or they need so many home games, whatever it might be. But as we, as a league, schedule better games, have more success, I think that will obviously help. Teams are interested in playing you and want to play against good teams to help their RPI and their pairwise rankings. That's important too.
Right.
So a lot of teams look at that, but no question. So No, it's going to be a fun season, you know. And we get Northern Michigan right away, way early, too. You know, just obviously Coach Curley's coming off a big win against Northern, and I'd like to see that. That's fantastic. And obviously they're having a great season. So it's all good.
We've got some questions coming in, Coach. I would like to get to a couple of them now, I guess, just to make sure that we don't run out of time, even though we do have a lot of time. But one that just came in, does the lack of outside strength of visiting teams hurt us in relation to, like, the NCHC in terms of whether we get to the NCAA tournament again?
Could we repeat the question?
Yeah.
The lack of outside
does the lack
teams.
Of outside strength of visiting teams hurt us in relation to, like, the NCHC? In terms of whether we get to the NCAA,
yeah, I think he's talking about just overall scheduling and trying to get teams in to play and who you play. There's no question that the stronger, the way it's been explained to me, and I'm on the NCAA tournament committee, but the way it's been ice hockey committee, the way it's been explained to me is you play, try to play the, and when you play, schedule your non-conference games, try to play the highest ranked opponent you can. That you can beat,
right?
But you know they want so.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, you know you have to try and play the best teams you can, but you got to beat them. Mm-hmm. So because if you don't beat them, it doesn't really help you. So and at the start of the year, you know, and when we do the scheduling, you're 4 years out. A lot of times you have no idea who's going to be where they're at. Like Wisconsin last year, you thought they'd be a pretty good team to schedule, and those games really didn't help your IPI because you know unfortunately they had a tough year, but. That's what you're trying to do is schedule the best teams that you feel you can beat. That's the bottom line. So you have to win the games regardless of who you play.
Any chance, here's the next question, any chance we will see all three freshmen, that's new freshmen, I'm guessing, playing together on a line at the intra-squad game or during the Laurentian games?
Wow, is that a suggestion maybe? you know, they're all left-handed, and two of the three play left wing primarily. At some point they might get a shift together in the inter-squad game, but I have a feeling they won't even be on the same team. So probably not, especially earlier in the year. I've done some of that in the past. I like to sort of put the freshmen together because there's no pressure. Sometimes as a freshman you feel you have to get the puck to a certain player. Like if you're playing with Alex Patan and I'm a freshman, all of a sudden I got to get Alex the puck and you don't play your game, so to speak. And we got a recruit right now playing with a couple high-end guys, and it just seems like he wants to get the puck to them all the time instead of just playing his own game. So probably this year I would say no, but you never say never.
Coach, do you think we will be able to replace the scoring we lost with Tanner Carroll graduating, and can you comment on the scoring of the new guys?
That's a good question, and that's what you're trying to do. I think I looked it up the other day. I think 45, 46 goals that we graduated. And lost. So we're going to have to replace that. And then as you go through your roster, you start to say, okay, can he score more? Absolutely. You know, maybe three or four. Can he? Oh, he should be able to get another five. Guys like Brent Baltus, guys like Reed Sterls, Les Bronze, you know, he didn't play all the games and had, you know, 10 or whatever. I think he can get up to 15. Mike Neville should be able to score more. He's going to have a better chance, play with more offensive players to score. So you start going through your lineup, and then, you know, you add the freshman in. Can he get five? Can he get six? Whatever. All of a sudden, you're beyond that 46. So it's not going to be one guy who steps in. It's not going to be a freshman come in and get 22 goals. It's going to be by committee. And I think there's no doubt that through our lineup that we can improve our goal scoring, not only our forwards, but our defensemen as well. So it will be by committee, and I would say, yes, we can do that.
All right, and next question for Coach Pearson. I see a number of schools getting verbal commitments from highly acclaimed recruits, and us not so much. Is this something we need to be worried about?
You know, that's a good question, and no, I wouldn't be worried about that. I like our recruiting. I like the young men that we have scheduled for 1 or 2 years out at this point. So some teams have a huge list of recruits, but I like where we're at in recruiting. I like the players we have. I'm not concerned as much as who other programs have. As more importantly, who are we getting? Do they fit into our system, whether they're highly recruited or highly acclaimed or not? I've been around a long time, and some of those, if you want to call them, you know, triple star guys, don't end up turning out like they are, and guys you never heard of all of a sudden turnout. I'll give you an example. Have you heard of Luke Glendening?
Yes.
You know who Luke Glendening is?
Yes.